Hello, my
Hello.
name is
Hi,
Jay.
how can I help you?
Hi, sir. We're just conducting an opinion survey. We'd just like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick? Are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. Your opinion really matters. Okay. And now, moving forward, okay, just to make sure we are talking with everybody in your community, can you tell me what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Pacific Islander?
Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local office, and Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local Levi's. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chance of 50-50? You probably not vote. Or you would definitely not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you.
Most likely to vote.
Okay. And thinking about that direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, sir, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, below is the list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you right now. Okay, I'm going to read them all, and you can stop me, and then I will continue in case you want to change your mind. Here we go. First issue is crime and violence. Next one, jobs and economy, housing, a city budget and spending, racial inequity, access to abortion, legalizing marijuana, transportation, criminal justice reform, health care, and property taxes, education. If you had to pick three, which ones would be the most important to you?
It would be education, crime, and transportation.
Thank you, sir. So that would be crime and violence, and you said education, right, and transportation.
Right.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward. Now, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know, never heard the person or the group, please indicate so. Now, first one is Shayla Faber. Did that name ring a bell?
No.
How about Megan? Okay. How about Megan Gilgore?
Not familiar.
Okay. One number. Okay. Never heard of it. You had no opinion on it?
No previous knowledge.
Okay. Now, how about Nancy Day Actower? Same question. From 0 to 10. How warm and favorable you?
Same response.
No, never heard of it.
Not
okay.
Familiar.
How about Adrian Hood? Same question.
Familiar with the name, but not no opinion.
No opinion, okay. How about Shannon Harding? Same question.
No opinion.
Okay. How about Nick Bankstone? Same question.
No opinion.
Okay. How about the Columbus City Council in general, to the best of your knowledge? How warm and favorable you feel towards them? From 0 to 10.
About a 7.
Thank you. Now, how about Emmanuel Rainey from 0 to 10?
I would say a 7.
Okay. And Lourdes Barroso de Padilla from 0 to 10?
Not familiar. 5.
Okay. And how about Louis Gill? Familiar with the name?
No.
Okay. What number? Oh, never heard of it. Don't want to give opinion?
5.
Okay.
Don't want to give opinion.
All right. Here we go. Next one. We're almost done. Farhan Jetty from 0 to 10.
Don't want to give an opinion.
Okay. How about their the fraternal order of police for 0 to 10 in general?
Probably a 5. No, probably a 4.
Okay. How about Rob Dorrance? Have you heard of him? Ring a bell?
Don't have an opinion.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's move forward. I appreciate you on the line. Now, in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and require them to live in 9 distant areas of the city. Now, as a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote in all 9 candidates. Now, thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right? First one, we'll rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Second one, I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. Which one would you pick that is closer to your view?
Number 2.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Rainey? And if you have to choose today, which would be?
I would not be able to choose. I'm not educated enough.
Okay. Undecided. And now, if the election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Day Akauer? And if you have to choose.
And again, I can't choose on any of the board members because I'm not educated enough.
Understood. We're moving forward, okay? Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for the Farhan Jaffe or Nick Bankston, if you have to decide for either of them?
Probably Bankston.
Okay. Let's see, Bankston. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Please, sir, rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for the city council. If 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for that candidate for city council on November 2023. The first one, Emmanuel Rainey is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Rainey's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping through the city, and created new jobs. During his time in City Council, the council has passed a gun control and invested in millions in youth programming and invest over $1 million in gun violence prevention program. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. Now, is that statement from 0 to 10? How much likely for you to
support? Probably an 8.
Thank you. Now, the next candidate, Adrian Hood, is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, an advocate for the black community, a Columbus native, who has raised in, who was raised in Linden. Hood has dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016. Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She's now running for the city council to create the change that we need in our city and protect everyone, regardless of their zip code. From 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote?
I would say 6.
Okay, thank you, sir. So let's go to the next candidate real quick. Okay, sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Rainey? If you have to choose.
Emmanuel.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, here we go. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about the candidates running for city council. The first one is Nick Bankston. Again, from 0 to 10. Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investments in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments for Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all his residents. For 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote?
8.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next one is Mr. Farhan Jetvi. Came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jetvi has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful business and serving as a vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. And he's running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. For 0 to 10.
8.
8. Thank you, sir. Now, again, sometimes in service like this, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Farhan Jetvi or Nick Bankston? If you have to decide today. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. Now, the next candidate is Louis Gill. I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about the candidates running for Columbus City Council. Again, ratio on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council, and 5 means to make you more or less likely to vote, and 0 means much less likely. Louis Gill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Louis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city, and listening to their personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As they endorse Republican, Louis is running for City Council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. From 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote for?
7.
Thank you. Now, the next member is Nancy Day Akauer, is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human services needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalized communities. From 0 to 10, I'd like to vote.
7. 7.
Now, sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the...